Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Green Bay, Seattle, New Orleans, Baltimore, Rams.
Falcons before Falcons. The Rams.
I know. It wasn't in any good order.
With this injury, I'd need to see the injury report if you were to ask me. I can't answer.
Any given Sunday, man.
Yeah, I mean, Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, will we get something on Sanders today?
We might.
Today's the big one.
Yeah, we might. We should get MRIs on all three. Usually they get released around 1 o'clock, so hopefully that happens.
He was playing so good.
Kyle Shanahan conference call at 2 p.m.
Oh, so that's
maybe we'll get something
right
there. Let's go to Isaac. Isaac is in Martinez. What's going on, Isaac? How you doing?
How you doing, man?
Doing well, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, that last call, he's tripping. They're not going to go 10-6. But I would like to see them play Richie James because, man, KB, man, oh, my. That receiver performance from the overall group was hard to watch, man. And I know how you feel about the whole AB thing, so I ain't even going to go there. What about Dez?
He's
healthy. What you guys think about Dez Bryant? He's better than KB, man.
Hey, you laughing. Dez can play.
You know what, Isaac?
At this juncture?
Let me see how these receivers do against Arizona. And then
be false because Arizona's really not that great.
Arizona's Patrick Peterson will blanket somebody over there. I mean, he'll chase, he'll shadow Deebo Samuel and make Kendrick Bourne and Dante Pettis. Oh, man, Stardy, I can't believe we're going here, but, man, this MRI with Sanders is huge. If it's an MRI that says, hey, he's going to be out a month, then you know what, Dez Bryant, what's your phone number, man?
You have nothing come to lose,
on,
right?
Come on for a workout, man.
88 is not being used.
Antonio Brown. What's going on with the situation?
He's not playing. He's going to get suspended.
I'm serious, man. These receivers, you have a great opportunity to go to South Beach, Miami, and play for the Super Bowl with this defense,
Operation Miami.
And you see these injuries piling up. There's no guarantees for next year. Oh, Stardy, I'm freaking out over here right now.
I think we need to table this one till midweek.
Did you see the play, McDougal?
I'm telling you, Stardy, this MRI is huge.
He grabbed Jimmy G. It was a sack, and he twisted him. He looked like Sue. Like, I don't like flags, but he almost threw Jimmy out of his hands, Stardy. And the ref just looked at him like,
Hey, the second fumble, I thought Jimmy G was dead. The way he laid on that ground.
Stoddy, you don't seem concerned.
They're 8-1.
No, the injuries.
It's football. I mean, I'm not saying
they're not happening to the backups.
I'm not saying they don't matter.
They're happening to key components of what got you to 8-0.
Well, Emmanuel Sanders did not get you to 8-0.
Kittle did.
Emmanuel Sanders has only played 2 games. So if you're going to miss a guy who you didn't pick up till week 7, I think you were in trouble in the first place.
Patrick Peterson done, Bonte. He didn't do anything against him in Arizona. I'm not saying he's not capable, but yeah.
Let's go to Wesley. Wesley's in Hayward. What's up, Wesley? How you doing, man?
Stack.
Hey, doing good, guys. How are you?
Good.
Great.
Hey, last night I noticed on the third down in overtime, right before the missed field goal, they're trying to run the clock out, and they're going to run Mostert up the middle. Why is Juszczyk not out there? He's our leading blocker. Why are we not using the best fullback in the NFL?
Give me the crickets.
He should be at the presser today. Ask Kyle.
Let's talk about that play call before the missed field goal. Yeah, that's the one that shotgun run.
Those
drive me nuts, man. I see it all the time in college sports, pro sports. They run this little handoff.
Like Cowboy short, games.
They do it on the goal line. It's like out of shotgun. It's like it's so
what
damn
are you
predictable.
Doing?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Yeah, I felt like that when I saw that play yesterday. That was a terrible
play. Are we going to ignore how crunk Levi's was? It was off the chain.
Levi's was lit.
Levi's was lit.
Best
was
atmosphere ever or
for the Harbaugh year? For a 49ers game? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. That atmosphere was, it felt like a playoff game. You could feel it 60 minutes before the game. They blew the horn. People were fired up. Seattle's jumping around.
And I watched it with Nolan Pops. It was coming through the TV.
Yeah,
and when it comes through the TV, let's go. Niner.
Let's go to Billy in Benicia. Hey, Billy, what's going on? You want to talk about the drops? What's up?
What's up, guys? I did want to talk about the drops. So, Goo and Vontae, hey, let's get the rat on the table. You're talking about drops. You got to talk about the, you know, 9 drop passes, but add the 5 that Seattle dropped. I mean, Jesus.
Why am I laughing?
I mean, really. I mean, they were even lucky to be in that game with the stripped fumble off the 2. I mean, and then the ridiculous fumble that happened with Wilson or whatever. But hey, he can't throw the ball downfield. He's got checkoff. He didn't have his boy to check off the Kittle, but my boy couldn't throw down the field. And for him to even be compared with Dak Prescott, he's not in the same hemisphere. Are you crazy? This guy, he got exposed last night. You wait till you're 1 and done in the playoffs. I ain't like Hater. I just don't like the Niners. But 1 and done in the playoffs, no doubt.
So basically you're Hater.
We'll see. Thanks for the call, Billy.
Jimmy turned it over on the floor twice, man. And that other one just came out like, you know what I'm talking about.
I do. I actually do feel like, I think Seattle, like, I know people are going to say, well, I mean, a lot of 49ers fans are going to say, well, we lost our 2 receivers. We had a chance to win. Guy makes a field goal. But I felt like the Seahawks, I don't want to say we're in control of that game, but I felt like the Seahawks, they could have gotten more bread. Like, they got not hosed, but they didn't get a friendly whistle.
No.
They didn't get a friendly bounce.
Up until 5 minutes left in the second quarter, the Niners defense suffocated the Seattle Seahawks. I mean, Russell was getting blown up at the point as soon as he hiked it. So I sat there like, Seattle may not even score, Bonte, but then they kept chipping at it. They kept chipping at it, but the defense kept them in the game, and they got the big break with the Jimmy fumble. And then I went, cold weather, on the road perhaps. If Jimmy gets hit, these are the things you see in playoff games that can turn it. And they parlayed it into a win.
No, there's no doubt about that. I mean, Seattle controlled that football game. They got life with that fumble return.
Oh, it was
third
off.
Quarter, they controlled it. I did feel like they can. That's why I'm tipping my hat to Seattle. They were the better football team yesterday, Steiny and Guru. They out-hit the Niners. They were more physical. They made the big plays on third down. You got to tip your cap to them, man. They are for real. They are coming for that NFC West crown for sure.
Drop of the hat, Matt. Drop of the hat, Matt. Still optimistic. What's up, drop of the hat, man?
How y'all doing?
Doing well, man.
Where you at?
Look, man, I'm on Treasure Island, man. I'm on Treasure Island. Look,
nice.
It was a hell of a game. You know, I mean, you can point the fingers at every phase of the game, the coaching, the wide receiver, you know, I mean, the quarterback, the Staley. At the end of the day, you look at the negative and the positive, right, and you build off of that. The good thing is that it wasn't a playoff game and the season ain't over. That's the good thing. So we're going to bounce back. Our main concern is we got to find out, like I said, who's injured. And that's the main concern. But we're going to bounce back. And this game is not going to affect the division. We're going to win. We're not going to lose. We're not going to be 2-5. We're going to win. We're going to be 14-2. We're going to bounce back.
Thanks, drop of the hat. Appreciate it.
He predicted 16-0 last week.
Yeah, somebody had, was it drop of the hat? He said 16-0.
Had me believe it.
Antonio said 15-1.
Yeah. Now he's got another loss.
I was going to do the follow, but today, not today.
See, you know what? And I'm going to call him out. Antonio, where you at today? I mean, where you at?
People deal with hurt. They
you know what?
Yeah.
Right, but you can't.
Hello?
You can't be fair.
When I was younger, I wouldn't read the newspapers. I wouldn't watch SportsCenter. I wouldn't watch Primetime. I wouldn't watch the news. I wouldn't read the papers the next day.
Can't do it.
I just try to act like it didn't happen.
Wow.
You know, and some people deal with losses tough, man. I was talking to Grandpa Shasky yesterday. Grandpa Shasky was saying, he used to depress me when they lost.
And I saw him in the back when you guys were doing the Periscope.
Oh, man,
I'll be tapping in with my friend.
He said, I've been around a lot of great wins. I've been around some brutal losses. That was a brutal loss. It's like, damn, man.
The one thing I will say is 49er fans aren't going to like this, but for the good of the division, for the good of the NFL, that loss makes things so much more interesting.
Oof.
I mean, that gives life to the Saints. It gives life to the Packers. Certainly gives life to the Seahawks in terms of winning the division.
The Cardinals this Sunday.
The Vikings are in the ball game now.
Oh, man, that horn.
I mean, this is going to be a great final second half of the season. I mean, it almost can't not. If the 49ers win that game last night, they're 9-0 heading into Arizona.
We're a warrior country when they were winning. You know, like, yeah, it's a game. But
408 says, is the wide
receiver? Arizona?
No, I'm saying now Arizona. I got my popcorn.
Yeah, you better have your popcorn.
And injuries. So go ahead,
Kyler. He's going to come in here. Oh, man.
Where's this quarterback spy at? For Sala, all that jumping and stuff, you do that Madden. Put a spy on the quarterback.
You calling out Sala?
No, I'm just asking. You know what I am? I want to see a quarterback spy this Sunday against Kyler Murray, Bonte. Because you got Lamar Jackson coming up. Then you got Russell again.
What if Sala would say, I did have a spy on him?
You
didn't even
well
notice.
Made. You know what?
Do you even watch the games? What's your name, Daryl?
Yeah, Guru.
I mean.
Who are you?
I am the number one candidate to be a head coaching guy next year, Robert Sala. It is funny, though. You lose, and it's like he's jumping around, isn't as cool.
You know. It comes with the territory, man.
Let's go to Joseph in San Jose. What is going on, Joseph?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Listen, I just want to talk about the drop passes and, you know, the game in the last quarter, per se. I know that the Niners, maybe we dropped the ball, but I think it was a lot of nerves, and I think it was a lot of young stuff and pressure getting to the guys. And I think if we're going to look at it one way, then that's a good thing. It happened now as opposed to it being later on in the season. You know, I don't think we're going to be bad. I think we're going to bounce back from it. I think Jimmy G did actually look pretty good on some of the last final drives. I mean, he did push us down into field goal territory, and if we wouldn't have missed that kick, we'd be talking a different story. We would have been 9-0, not 8-1. So I don't really think that – I mean, I don't want to take anything away from Seattle. I mean, I know that the defense was great, but I think our defense did pretty good too, and they came up with a lot of good plays at the end of the quarter. And I think it was just something that came down to the final end, and it just didn't go our way.
Thanks for the call, Joseph. Appreciate it. 831, it is not, all capital letters, Jimmy Garoppolo's fault. Other than the receivers not, all capital letters, being able to catch, Staley and McGlinchey looked like rookies. They should have returned against Arizona.
Nobody was saying that. Nobody was saying that before last night.
I was getting ready to say it.
Nobody was saying that. Where's Wonderful Niner at? You talk about Antonio. Where's Wonderful Niner at?
Oh, by the way, he didn't come to LA yesterday.
He said he had a flat tire.
Neither did Shockley.
He had a flat tire.
That's one of mine.
Okay, you got a flat tire. You change it, and then you move on.
He said he was waiting on a tow truck. He doesn't know how to change his own flat tire, apparently.
I do,
man. I get that jack under there.
Shaka said he was coming.
Shaka.
Hey, but our guy Tim. The tall guy, I forgot his name.
Big Tim.
Big Tim, look at you. Said he misses Grimes. He'll be back Monday.
Here's what Fred Warner said about handling a loss. Let's take a listen. Fred Warner.
Yeah, it sucks. You know, everybody's, you know, pretty disappointed. But at the same time, this loss is not going to define us. We have an extremely tight-knit group. You know, we can, you know, take this two ways, but I think as long as we learn from this, you know, and keep moving forward, we've got a big game against Arizona coming up. So preparation starts, you know, as soon as we get home, you know, make sure we're recovered.
Short week. Anybody worried?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they're hurt. They're beat up.
Yeah, I'm worried. We're going to see these MRIs.
There you go.
You know, these MRIs are important.
Not MRI. MRIs.
And you know what? Arizona, MRIs, plural. Kyler Murray's coming to town. They
got confidence from that last game, right?
They have confidence, man.
And you wonder how this team, the Niners, are going to deal with their first loss.
I'm not worried about how they'll deal with the first loss. I think that they should be fine there. The injuries, I mean, Sanders is the big one, to me, anyway. If he's out,
what could have happened?
They could have broken. I mean,
he ran off
a broken rib, and that's going to be a problem.
No doubt. You mentioned was out for the season.
Oh, yeah. If Cam Emmett said that, somebody from Philadelphia was out for the season with broken ribs.
Because we're halfway through. His number one target.
And he didn't come back. He didn't come back in that game yesterday. And then you got to see Dante Pettis.
And now Breida the Cheetah's limping.
Oh, man. Yeah, I got a headache. Arizona's giving me headaches because another mobile quarterback, and you know Kyler Murray saying, oh, this is what I can do against this defense. Yeah, oh, and he and he has some playmakers on the outside. Christian Kirk is back for the Arizona Cardinals. He's a problem.
Let's go to Jerry. Jerry is in the city. Let's talk a little Jalen Hurd. What's up, Jerry? How are you?
Oh, this is Jim.
All right, Jim. Thanks for calling.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Yeah, no, I had just had a quick question on because I know you mentioned earlier Trent Taylor's out. But what's the news on Jalen Hurd? Because this team could use a receiver. And I was kind of impressed with him in the preseason until he got hurt. So I was just curious, is he coming back this year?
Don't know yet. They're going to reevaluate him, Jim, shortly. Last week they had a report about him coming back to practice at some point. But we're still not sure about Jalen Hurd. He's a guy.
What
you guys know how high on
his
back. He had a back injury, and backs are tricky. But he's a physical presence, man. And he can play out the slot outside. He's a guy I've been high on, but again, he's a rookie. How do we know how he responds? You know what I'm saying? He's a rookie, and you're asking him.
Well, he can't
him
do any worse.
You got a point there.
This is from the 408. I kind of feel like this. We abandoned the run too early, and we didn't need Jimmy Garoppolo throwing 40 times. He hadn't thrown 40 passes before. Like, I want to say his high was 30.
37 or something
coming
like
off
that.
His best game. And Stoney, I'm shocked that third down play before they punted the ball back, that you didn't really see how underthrown that ball was. Now, two things. It could have been he was getting his ass pounded, which he was. I'm worried about the arm strength in regard to the deep balls, Bonte, because Lamar Jackson or somebody with a stronger arm would have hit that receiver, and then we would have said, Shanahan, great call. You got to execute. He beat his man by two steps, B, and it was underthrown for the DB to get, oh, I looked like I made a great play, but yeah, the real ones know you were beat.
Yeah, he was beat. I'm with you, Guru.
I thought it was a great play, and would a perfect pass have gotten it there? Yes. Would a good pass? Maybe. I didn't think he was that open. I thought the guy closed late in a hurry, but no, the pass wasn't perfect. I'm not going to disagree with you there. You guys aren't looking at the line. Okay, Alejandro in San Jose. What's up, Alejandro? How you doing, man?
Packed.
Now, what's going on, fellas? I just want to say, man, the Niners defense is fire. Fuego, they're on point. They're unstoppable. I'll say that much. But Jimmy G, I understand the receivers got to go ahead and get themselves, you know, catch some of those balls. I think there was like one or two that, you know, it's a must catch. But Jimmy G's got to, you know, throw a little bit more accurate because, you know, him throwing it just one or two steps ahead of, you know, his receivers makes a huge difference. I mean, he was 24 for 46, and that says it all. All right, fellas, you guys have a good one.
Thanks, Alejandro. The other thing is the third and that long pass, that was probably his longest pass of the game, I would think, right?
Longest pass in weeks.
Right.
I can't remember the last deep pass he threw. I really can't. It's been a while.
Cincinnati, when he threw it to the three.
I don't know. I can't.
But man, I got excited. He threw it. He let it go.
By the way, the Warriors lost last night.
Draymond got thrown out.
No.
First time in the chase.
Did you see the play that he got thrown out on?
Yeah.
He fouled him. He reached in first.
The announcer said he
fouled him.
Right.
The hometown announcer.
Did he want out of that game?
No doubt.
They were down 13 with about 8 minutes of some change
that's
left.
That's all, B.
I might as well get an early shower and get out of here a little.
He's frustrated. I feel bad for him, man.
Beat the traffic out of Chase. I mean, was there traffic around Chase yesterday?
I can't.
He ain't used to this.
I can't tell you.
What's
not
he
not that it bothers me, but I always got to
call.
What do you mean you feel sorry for him?
From a competitive standpoint, this ain't what he signed up for.
He only signs up for championships. Oh, championships, otherwise he can get thrown out.
Not at all. We know what.
Leader. It's easy to be a leader
of what?
When
being
you're
down
a championship
20?
Team.
Being down 20?
Yes.
They were down 12.
It's
not
like any pitcher can be great when they've got four pitches working for them. It's like, guess what? Go win without your best stuff and don't be a baby about it.
It's like, man, no respect.
I respect you, Draymond, but you fouled him.
What was the crowd like yesterday at Chase Center?
Oh,
anybody know?
Not like Levi's. I know we're going to break. Stop it, please. Okay, you know what? Here's what's going on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Brown and Tolan. 49ers took their first loss of the year last night. Is the sky falling? You tell us at 888-957-9570, and that'll be sponsored by Brown and Tolan. Brown and Tolan physicians, doctors know the best care for you because they take the time to get to know you. And with over 2,700 primary care and specialty physicians working in seven Bay Area counties, you're sure to find the best doctor for you. Visit brownandtolan.com today.
Now, back to Vonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You guys want MRI results? I got MRI results.
Uh-oh.
From the Warriors PR department, Warriors guard Damian Lee suffered a non-displaced fracture of his fourth metacarpal in his right hand during last night's game against the Jazz. An MRI revealed this morning. He'll be reevaluated in 2 weeks. Damian Lee will be out
in
two weeks.
In the water,
by the way,
in the
Steph
bay.
Steph Curry saying he will return this year. He met with the media last night before the game against Utah. He says he will be returning
sometime in spring.
Warriors
Lakers. Warriors Lakers tomorrow night, huh? Staples.
Wow. Yeah.
Lakers coming off a loss.
Wonder what Vegas thinks.
By the way,
I was looking at assets.
I was looking at our predictions.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you found them.
And by the way, our guy, Wonderful Niner, who predicted the 25.
Yeah.
The Niners were sitting on 18. They're going to score 25 tonight. Guru 31-20. Bonte at 27-20. I had 17-13. All losses. There were only four Seattles. Eric in Oakland. Eric in Oakland, if you're listening, I'll put you to the head of the line. You had Seattle 28. San Francisco 24. Remember Corey called in Seattle? He said 24-20 Seattle. So those were the closest.
Wow.
Yeah, so somebody.
Wonderful Niner ducking us, man. I don't even see him on the text line.
He's
hurting, man.
Eric in
Oakland.
I'm
here for you.
Eric in Oakland with the.
Always good to talk about it.
Let's go to Mo. Mo's in Hayward. What's up, Mo? How are you, man?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas.
What's up?
You know, honestly, I think Kyle Shanahan didn't do a very good job of managing Jimmy Jesus, you know?
How so?
I think Dwelly could have been utilized more. I think he's shown that he has playmaking skills. He has very good hands. I don't know why he wasn't used more. I mean, Seattle did a good job of using Hollister. He was killing us all night.
Yeah, Hollister played pretty well.
I would like to have seen a little bit more of more creative play calling with the run plays like we saw in the Carolina game, using Debo more like that. I mean, I don't know. I just don't think Shanahan was creative enough.
Thanks for the call, Mo. Appreciate it. What did happen to the, you know, we were talking last week about, their run game is so disguised and
exotic.
There you go. Why did it not look like their run game?
Monte, I have no idea.
Well, I tell you why. Seattle came in with a plan. And I know other teams, you know, they come in with a plan as well. But Seattle knew, especially when without George Kittle. That's the thing we talked about yesterday at the Hilton. George Kittle was so important to this running game because he sets a physical tone with his blocking.
There were no tosses.
He pulls. But George Kittle's important in your run game. Dwelly's not the blocker George Kittle is. And Juszczyk wasn't right yesterday. He missed a block on that sequence before overtime where they had replayed the spot on the spot from Mostert. He missed a block on second and two. He didn't block anybody. Dwelly blocked down and let Michael Kendricks go in free. Scott free to tackle Mostert before he got the first down. They were not blocking. And Seattle said, Kittle's out and Sanders? Oh, they're not running anything on us. Try to run on us. We dare you. And they were physical yesterday. They set the tone at the line of scrimmage yesterday. That's why they couldn't run that football.
From the 5-1-0, what do you think about this? Jimmy Garoppolo has more turnovers than touchdowns this season. If his last name were Trubisky or Dalton, you guys would be all over him. Niners came in second place. Okay, so I think that's fair.
If it's true, it's a fact. And
let's ask our Bears fan. Yeah. Who would he rather have?
Oh, no.
Chase Pappas.
He didn't ask me that.
Yeah, I know that. But
Jimmy G.
He's got a turnover problem. That's an issue.
That's not good, B. He threw one at the beginning of the game.
he almost threw two at the end of regulation.
Yeah, that's a problem. Forget. Oh, man. Is that why guys play defense? Because they can't catch that.
Put, I'm telling you, put Greenlaw at wide receiver.
LMAO.
That's my suggestion. All right, now this is a kind of an interesting one. I'm going to go there. Let's go talk to Rome, who says he's in Helsinki, Finland. Come on now, is all this true?
Wow.
It's true.
I'll tell you what, Helsinki, Finland on my bucket list. Dead serious. Good city?
Helsinki, yeah.
All right. All right, what do you got, Rome? I thought you, what do you got?
Hello?
Okay. sorry. Let's see. A lot of people are calling in and talking about Jimmy G, talking about the wide receivers, but maybe they're casual fans, maybe they're not. Continuity is everything on the offensive line, as you guys know. There was no continuity on the offensive line last night. In my opinion, I think Shanahan should have stayed with the offensive line that had been working. Joe Staley's kick step was non-existent. And Brunskill probably would have played better than McGlinchey.
All right, well, let me throw it.
What time is it in Finland, by the way?
It's probably about 10 at night.
Right now it's 22:39, which is 10:39 at night.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, though. If those guys are ready to play, Rome,
come on,
don't you have to play them?
Isn't continuity important? Look what happened last night.
No, I know, but when would you have put them back in, assuming they're healthy?
Why not against Arizona? You can best believe that McGlinchey and Staley will probably push and coach to put them in. Coach is thinking, they're my first team. But Staley, the so-called Joe show, was a no-show. His kick step was ridiculous. He was good. Being manhandled all over the place last night. And McGlinchey wasn't doing much better. You have to go with what's working. The Niners won 5-6 games without those guys. I mean, come on.
All right. I mean, thanks, Rome, for the call. Appreciate it. That one didn't cross my radar.
How does that conversation go? Hey, Staley, you're sitting out. We know you're ready. We're rolling. Come on. Let's be real here.
I don't know how it goes.
It doesn't happen. You don't tell a horse, a guy that's giving you his all, coming back, Bonte, hey, you know what? The substitutes have been doing great. We'll bring you back this Sunday against Arizona. Yeah, right. You lose the team. Come on.
Nobody thought that before Monday night's game. They
not
want
a
Staley
person
back.
In this world.
Yeah, no, not at all.
The 415 says caller's exactly right. But, okay, let's play this out. Let's play this out, Rome. Shanahan says, you know what? Not yet, Staley and McGlinchey. Not yet. So they go out and they win last night. Because, well, why is Arizona the magic game? I mean, if these guys are healthy... I mean, they're theoretically your two best offensive linemen. And when Staley went down, there were people that were panicking.
I'm one of them.
So I don't know if I'm on board with that one at all.
And Bonte just echoed the four games that they haven't been running the ball. They haven't been setting the field on fire.
Nope.
And you didn't run the ball that great against Arizona. So to say it was so great, we're going to tell two of the starters to, hey, take a sabbatical. We'll see you next Sunday. Come on, man. This is hurt talk. People are hurt. They want answers. They're hurt. That had nothing to do with the game.
I certainly am not going to be able to answer offensive line questions definitively.
But you know,
I'm not going to even pretend.
Continuity is important. But Joe Staley and Mike McGlinchey, this is a first-round pick we're talking about. Two first-round picks. We've been in this system for 2 years now, and Staley for 3 years with Shanahan, McGlinchey for two. They just got their ass kicked by Javion Clowney. He took it personal yesterday. Just to read in the middle of that defense.
Wow.
Michael Kendricks coming off the edge. They were a step faster than Staley. Staley looked his age yesterday. Continuity or not, Staley got destroyed yesterday. He did not have a good game. McGlinchey got overpowered by times. I don't know what that has to do with continuity. They did not do the job yesterday. They did not help protect Jimmy Garoppolo. Is Brunskill in school? You want to throw them in front of Clowney?
Come on.
Please, let's pause. Let's press pause on that one. School and Brunskill's not doing any better
Clowney was a monster.
Dude, he's a beast.
No, he was left for dead. We didn't think he still had that left. We asked Baldy when we had him on the show yesterday.
925 says, players always think they're healthier than they are. A veteran coach would not have rushed them back. Look, let's be honest. There was talk that those two perhaps could have played against Arizona last Thursday. And the decision was, let's keep him out Thursday because we'll get an entire week and a half out of it. Not a week, not just a week. We'll get an extra 10 days because they were on the long week then. I'm not feeling that one.
Me neither.
No.
Let's go to John in Oakland.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Great show. I just want to say, hey, Levi yesterday was fantastic, and I'm not even a Niner fan, but the vibes in there, I have not seen Levi's pop like that in a very long time, and they have a horrible sound system, by the way. But a couple things, I just want to say, I felt like the Niners have been shying away from what their identity is, and that's running the ball. To have Jimmy G throw the ball 40 times a game seems a little ridiculous, considering that he's never done that this season. I felt like Shanahan was just kind of like, you know, Jimmy, this is your show-and-out party. We're going to show him what you're made of. And he failed. That's what it is. And their defense is what we thought they were. Very, very elite defense, even with the injuries. And I think it's going to come down to Week 17 when they play the Seahawks again in Seattle for the NFC West. So, thanks, guys.
Let's hope not. Let's hope not. They haven't won there since 2011.
Who's not?
They haven't won in Seattle since 2011, fellas. That is a house of horrors. You do not want the division to come down to the last game of the season, or it's going to be trouble.
Tevin Coleman, 9 carries for 40 yards. It's a 4.4 average. He did have the 22-yarder, which skews that a little bit. Mostert, 6 carries for 28 yards. It's 4.7. And Breida, who I guess was nursing an ankle injury, 10 carries for 18 yards. Of course, that's 1.8.
Maybe they did abandon it too soon. That's 4 yards a pop for.
You just heard him.
Wow.
Coleman had one run for 22 yards. You take away 22 yards from 40. That's 8 carries for 18 yards. That's not.
You
really sold running
me,
a rock.
You sold
yeah,
me.
You know, Seattle was doing well.
I do not believe. I think they definitely should have run the ball more.
Wow, they were getting stuffed at every turn.
Yeah, there was not much success happening on the ground yesterday. Not at all.
But if you take that one run for 22 yards out.
27 rushes, 46 passes.
And you went to overtime.
I mean, the bottom line
and
is.
You missed a kick to win the game.
I'm just saying, that's not even like, you know what? And I was, okay, Booger McFarland before the game, and I can't remember if it was on our station or actually during the game, brought up something that I thought was interesting. He said that the reason Kyle Shanahan is a great play caller, et cetera, really good, is because he looks at a defense and he says, here's how we can beat them. I thought that was interesting because that means he's going into every game with essentially a little bit different of a strategy. You know, there's a lot of coaches that say, this is what we do. Let's see if they can stop it. So I'm not saying one's right or wrong, but does that mean that the Seattle Seahawks are going to play a defense that Kyle Shanahan is going to make sure to pass against? Like, that's kind of the question I have with that particular strategy. At what point do you say, we're going to try to do what we have to do come hell or high water, or we're going to take what the defense gives us?
Well, Seattle came into the game giving up about 280 yards in the air per game, and Jameis Winston had just lit them up, and Matt Schaub threw for 460 and gets them. And their run defense is a little bit better than Niners by like half a yard, if that. So Shanahan probably looked at it and said, look, I know it's going to be tough sledding running the ball. He tries to run the ball early on. Breida's not having success. Coleman's not having success. Yeah, they had a couple runs here and there, but for the most part, Seattle was stuffing it because they were controlling the line of scrimmage. So Shanahan probably thought, you know what? I need to put Jimmy in the gun and get some quick passes out there, some quick slants or
whatnot. My receivers will catch him.
Yeah, and that's what he underestimated. Overestimated his wide receivers catching football passes. But they just couldn't run the ball yesterday, Steiny. Seattle, you got to give them credit. They took away the run. They did it better than a lot of teams have this season.
And their pass blocking wasn't nothing to write home about either as well.
Let's go to Easy. Easy is in Oakland. What's going on, Easy? What do you got for us, buddy?
What's going on? I was at the game last night. It's my third game of the season. But I agree with you, Steiny. They definitely should have ran the ball a few more times. And then that one caller talking about the whistles went our way. I totally disagree. It was a false start on the field goal that they didn't call and a few holes that they never called. So it was even as far as they want to say the refs, whatever, but Yeah, they should have ran the ball a lot more, especially towards the end of the game when it was a minute and something left. That's we could have killed the clock, and then Russell Wilson wouldn't have had as much time to drive down the field.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I feel, Easy. Appreciate the call. You know, I will say this. At some point, either in the fourth quarter or in overtime, I did think to myself, you know what? There haven't been, at least in the second half of that game, I don't think there were a lot of calls that just made you, I mean, early, you know, they got the defensive holding, it saved an interception. Right. But by and large, it wasn't a game you came out of and said, God, it's just a flag on every play. Yeah. And it wasn't like that last night. I thought, for the most part, it was
like a doctor's appointment, physical.
Every game, the referees are going to make a bad call or two. That's just what happens in pro sports all across
the
board.
They got robbed on that. You got all that damn technology, and you can't tell the man crossed the line on the third one when they went to New York. And
which one?
The last one before the missed field goal.
We played in the green room. Mostert.
Oh, see.
Come on, Steiny. Well,
no, I mean, the way I felt on that,
the referee was over the first down line when he marked the ball.
I did not see
that into account.
I did not, like, I get it. I'm looking through that scrum, and you're kind of saying, well, if the ball's where I think it is, it looks like it should be a first down, but there was no camera view that was just definitive.
Oh, man. Know what I thought? I just thought, why are they reviewing this play? Because I thought he was short. When I saw the play,
short
of the first down. Oh. Yeah, and I was thinking, why are they reviewing this?
Right.
He's short. What did you guys see? I thought he got it.
Then you saw the replay, and it's like, oh, under there, he, like, his back.
Right.
He kind of, you know, he's, you know what I'm talking about. He kind of leaned back, and you're thinking, huh, maybe he did. But they showed about four angles, and it's like, I mean, logic said the ball should have been there, but I never really saw it. But I didn't think it was first down at first blush. And then after seeing the replay, I was like, ooh, this is going to be
tough to overturn.
This could be it. Right. Yeah. And this could be something that people end up talking about. I mean, it's amazing the way, you know, 18 inches can determine the first down or not and determine the game. Scott and Hayward. What's going on, Scott? Scott thinks the Niners should have won this ball game. What's up, my man?
Gentlemen, I want to be the collective deep breath of the Niner fan base, the Bay Area. I'm going to say, everybody just breathe. We won that game. They got the ball in a rare Wilson interception. The defense did its job at the end. They kept it close. They played through adversity. They lost their best receiver. They already didn't have Kittle. Juszczyk was obviously not 100%. Yeah, our O-line was obviously not 100%. Seattle had a D-lineman back for suspension who's finally making some noise that helped to allow Clowney to blow up. And through all of that, they got the ball back. They got it back. I think they got jobbed on that first down call, the end you were just talking about. I thought on replay it looked pretty clear. He got it. But even then, they got to where they needed to be to win the game. And a guy shanked a kick. It happens, but mentally I don't think you deserve 1,000 Why Are the Niners Terrible calls. It's a really weird show to listen to when they played that well and they basically had the game won at the end. I think we can all take a deep breath. They got a great team. We're still well in contention, and I think we're already at the win total most people thought they weren't going to get. So, hey, go Niners. Take a deep breath, Niner Nation. Enjoy your Tuesday. They played their hearts out, and they're going to get better. Have a good day, gentlemen.
I didn't know that I came out today and said, this team stinks. 8 camouflage wins, and they find. I mean,
it's the Jackals. It's social media.
No, my team sucks.
The bottom line is they're 8-1. They just played the game of the season, probably in all of the NFL. Nobody's panicking. We're dissecting everything that happened in that game.
I'm negative, Nancy.
Nobody's saying that Niners are done.
But what did
fool's gold? 8 straight fool's gold wins. No, I'm not saying that.
What did we all agree, like the Three Musketeers yesterday at the Hilton? We said the Jackals, right or wrong, if they lose their first game against a stout opponent, then the doubts would creep in from a national standpoint.
It's coming?
Oh, Garoppolo, Stephen A.
You know
Smith, Garoppolo's not. He's the weak link of the Niners.
You know what's laughable about
he's
that?
Getting 8 million,
is
but,
everybody's praising the Green Bay Packers for surviving that game against Carolina. And what did the Niners do to Carolina? They beat them 51-13. Niners blow out the Cincinnati Bengals. Ravens do the same thing, but what is everybody saying? Oh, boy, now Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, man, they look like Super Bowl contender.
Yeah.
It is hatred towards the Niners. I don't know what it is, but I don't know what it is. I honestly don't.
Well,
but you can't sit here and say they haven't played anybody.
They've lost their first. You know what I'm saying?
I don't believe it's hatred. I believe it's just recency bias. The 49ers have stunk the last few years.
So they just don't believe in them, right?
Right. I think it's more that. And the bottom line is this. Every team in the NFL has lost, has a bad loss except the Patriots and the 49ers.
Yep.
That's still the same. That's,
and this wasn't a bad loss. You went to overtime and missed a kick.
It's not a bad loss.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, you're playing a team at 7-2, and the Patriots lost to a damn good Baltimore team.
And if anything, I can't believe we're not getting enough calls. I don't want to be negative Nancy. I'm keeping it real about the damn injuries because that's something tangible that's going to follow you if you got guys missing multiple weeks.
I'm negative Nancy.
510. I do agree with this. I thought they missed a face mask on the Wilson fumble.
K.Y. Williams. Yeah,
that
was close.
But you know what? It's funny. They showed about 8 replays of that, too. And it's like every time it looked like he had to have his hand on the face mask. Right. But you never really got the definitive view that it was. So, that was a play where the lineman took it out of his hands.
Yeah, the lineman
put it in his left hand like he was Earl Campbell.
It was so weird. Everybody kind of just stopped.
Yeah.
It was just like, wait, what's going on here?
Whoa!
And that was a play.
Fumbled it.
That was funny.
That brought it back because it was quiet.
Hey, it was quiet, and fans were a couple plays away from saying, you know what? Let me go ahead and beat the traffic on good old A80 or 101.
But that's how it was on the TV. Like, it was a mortuary almost, Donnie.
When
I was gonna
the ball came loose and the lineman, what was his name? The lineman.
The big lineman. Oh, it was number 74,
right? For a split second.
George Fant. Was it George Fant?
Ifani or something.
Jermaine Ifedi, number 65.
Yeah. He was living his best life.
Yeah.
So he all of a sudden he has the ball, and for a split second I'm thinking, it's not going to be a fumble. And a split second later I'm like, he's going to fumble. I mean, you just like he was holding it
that
like
that. What do you think he was doing? What he thought he was going to run for first down?
I mean, he came out like deer poop, man.
LMAO.
I couldn't believe he fumbled. They
said deer poop?
Same color as the football.
No.
It is the same.
No, it's like black
Stiney.
Beans.
I know like what they are. Beans. You're right with the same color as the pigskin.
Let's go. Yeah, you know what? We'll shut it down here.
Oh, there's Wonderful Niner on the line. Look at that.
Oh, we got Wonderful
the doctor.
Niner.
We got Robin out here. Bobby in Los Altos.
Why did you
We'll get back and get to calls. The line's still jammed. People want to talk about this one, and why not? It was a game of the year. It was the game of the year in the NFL. It was a close game. It was overtime. And we got a great second half of the season to look forward to. All right, coming up today at 3 o'clock, Damon Ratto and Kolsky will be joined by Radio.com Sports NFL insider Michael Lombardi with a look back at last night's Wild 49ers loss to the Seahawks. Michael Lombardi is brought to you by Quip. Go to quip.com/2019 and get your first refill pack for free.
Doo-doo.
And that'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Now back to Vontae, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty.
Hey, good. Go off that way.
Berman and Tom Jackson, baby.
That's not even enough.
You don't know about that prime time, baby. Prime time.
Somebody said Bosa should be used as a receiver after he had that interception earlier this year. I say Dre Greenlaw.
Bosa! Dre Greenlaw.
I don't know what that is. What is that?
I don't know either. Tarzan.
I don't know who's yelling Bosa?
Bosa! He was rather quiet, though, B. He didn't get a sack.
You drafted a cheat code.
Sacks aren't everything, Guru. His pressure's on the quarterback.
Right.
He was in that backfield. He was disruptive. He contained Russell Wilson really well. 8 tackles on the day. Bosa, I felt his presence. Bosa was solid.
Sign into a 20-year deal now.
Let's go to the doctor. That. The doctor's got a silver lining for us. What's going on, doctor? How you doing, man?
Good. How you doing, guys? Thanks for taking the call. Look, I'm listening to all this people that are just all these excuses and all these reasons. At the end of the day, we're undefeated. Everybody's going to bring their best. We're playing a division game against Seattle, of all people. They played their tails off. So let's just appreciate them. You know, we're going to get better from this. We're going to see what the coaches are about. They can bounce back from this, and we'll see what we got going on. But nine drops, two key receivers out. I mean, what are you going to do? And then lastly, hater proof. Come on, man. I'll put big money on that. Have a good day, guys. Thanks.
The 2-5.
Oh, I got you.
That's not happening.
Let's go to our man, Wonderful Niner.
There he is.
Uh-oh.
He says he's under one of the Bay Bridges, as long as he's not on one of the Bay Bridges.
So sad, though. That's the caption.
No,
so
hey, guys, when I got to the Hilton yesterday, you guys left already. I met Kolsky, Bruce, and Ray Rado.
Oh, that's a bad consolation prize.
I know. I was shaking Ray Rado's hand, and I told him he was the man, and he started walking away. And mumbled, that if I was the man, he'd start saying something. But
how you feeling,
it was
buddy?
A tough game last night. The bottom line is, I think any quarterback with our offensive line and lack of wide receivers last night, no Kittle, no Sanders, would have lost their pocket awareness. And but Bonte, you could tell that Garoppolo was willing to take the hit just to get to his progression. And Guru, it speaks to how good this Niner team really is, because despite all the injuries and the lack of experience, we were right there, had a chance to win the game. But Steiny, you know, I completely 100% agree with you on not giving Wilson the chance to win. The moment he had the football with over a minute, I knew we lost the game, because it's like giving him an extra life, you know. It's like, how many chances would you have to give the MVP? It's like giving Steph Curry, like, a free shot. You know, I'm sorry to say this, but I feel like it came down to Shanahan's lack of experience and his ability to manage the clock, and just recognizing that our offense has been completely shut down the whole game and things weren't going our way. And Shanahan should have accepted that he had an option to tie. Steiny, are you a betting man?
Sometimes.
You know, in Vegas, a tie is considered a win, you know. And considering the stakes last night, I would have gladly taken a tie.
Thanks, Wonderful Niner. Appreciate the call.
When you put it like that, a tie, it is. Yeah.
It does sound a little, you know, we got to pick him up. I'm glad he called. Hopefully we made his day.
We met Ray.
That didn't make his day.
No, that definitely didn't make his day. That ruined his day.
I mean, seriously, can you imagine going down to Santa Clara, you drive 90 minutes
Ray
to meet
a nice
us.
Ray had sweater on yesterday.
And you end up meeting Ratto.
Man.
Didn't we cover this already?
I mean, that's a loss followed by a loss.
Our
49ers
double.
Lose.
Let's
go to Laurie. Laurie's in Phoenix. She's got silver lining. She's got a silver lining for us. What's up, Laurie?
Hey.
Well, you know, games like this are just always going to be difficult. They suck no matter how you get around it. I think, you know, again, these guys showed a lot of heart last night. We were down 21-10 against the Seahawks, against Russell Wilson, the MVP. They could have just laid down at that point. They fought. The defense put us right back in it. There was some great plays by the defense last night. That kicker, brand new kicker. I kept telling my husband, please don't let it be on his foot. Don't let it be on his foot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.